Future. Simon William Todd here on Planet FM 104.6, part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. You're listening to Pet Shop Boys Axis, which has been my coming in music for the last six shows, from their second to last album, which is called Electric. I'm joined in the studio tonight by a friend of mine, whose name is Darren Harkness. I'll introduce him more in a second, but say hello, Darren.
Kia ora.
Thank you. Darren's just prepping up his computer. While he does that, I'm going to fulfil the remit of my show by playing a B-side for those kids who don't remember, and I suspect Darren probably does remember. B-sides? Yes.
I'm still using that term, actually.
Good.
I'm about to put out a record that needs a B-side.
Good.
On a piece of vinyl.
I'm good. I'm glad you're championing that.
Phew. You had me worried then.
This is a B-side that came out on the back of Suede's Beautiful Ones CD that came out on the 14th of October 1996. This is a cracker. It's called Young Men.
Tony only reads that.
As David Bowie always said, always listen right to the end of a track. And if it fades out, turn it right up. Because often you find nice cool. little things happening at the end. Yeah, that was Suede, Young Men. That is probably the last of their good B-sides before that kind of record company instruction to have to do five B-sides for every single you release in the Britpop heyday kind of made their kind of contents a bit shit after that.
Outrageous. I mean, you should have been their manager.
I should have been their manager.
You'd be really good at being Suede's manager. You'd persuade them a bit.
I would. I'd probably just stare at them the whole time and then just say, do what you want.
Can I play keyboards?
Yeah.
Simon. Yes, okay. You can play keyboards.
You don't know how many daydreams I have about that very situation.
Well, sorry to bring it up.
It will never happen. Hey, I'm really pleased that my friend Darren Hartness from the Tone Exchange Productions and the Institute of Telepathic Research has joined me in the studio today. You may know him from bands such as New Telepathics, Loud Ghost, his own solo work under Darren Hartness, and even as far back as bands like Seraphim.
Wow, there we go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Darren.
Hello, Simon. Nice one. Thanks for having me on the show.
Darren's going to play some songs for us from some exclusive to Radio 13 songs.
Sure, I can do everything from the it sounds a bit crackly, doesn't it?
It does sound a bit crackly.
Look at that.
What do you want to put on first?
Well, let's play something then.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll tell you what I'll do. This is really hot off the press. Holy mollies. We're putting out this song. It's even unmastered, but I'm so excited about it, I want to play it anyway. So we've recorded the song. It's a New Telepathics, a song called Demons of War. We just did a Demons of War party. We had this thing show booked. We were hoping to get the vinyl done, but we got held back. So that one will come out later, but we still did the show anyway.
And you still have fanzines there.
Oh, yeah, I put it... Oh, yes, yeah, I gave you one, didn't I?
You did give me one, yeah.
Cool. Well, this song's called Demons of War, and it's we recorded it with Bob Frisbee. So just push play. Here we
press
go.
Press play, man.
Let's do the talking. Hopefully my...
We'll be right back.
gone a bit weird. Did it go into the... Is that the kind of dub version that you put it in?
Is for some reason, are we on?
Yeah, we are. You can explain your error.
It was just going to go on to this next song. I didn't want to finish, but that's okay. That was just a taste, because the first time I'd heard that since being in the studio.
Well, it sounds fucking brilliant.
And it's not come out for 2 months.
On 12-inch?
Yes, it'll be a 12-inch.
Holiday Records.
Well, we're going to put it out on our label, and it's going to be also in conjunction with Noise Floor. It's going to say Tone Exchange and Noise Floor Productions, because that's Bob Frisbee, and he's been really supportive. He's filmed and recorded all the last shows for about 5 or 6 shows, and I'm very excited. He's going to turn some stuff into a live video, and there's going to be a live album at some point, which I'm quite excited about.
Yeah, because you are...
That's in the future anyway.
You are a fantastic live band.
So Bob Frisbee, so thanks Bob.
Thanks
Bob.
Helping
us record that. At my studio, at Tone Exchange, we only have 8 ins, and he has like about 30 odd, so, and he offered to do us a free, so it was a no-brainer really.
Yeah. Does he have flying faders?
No. He might have in the past though, yeah. Back in the day. Do you know when I first recorded with Bob? Check this out. Like 1991.
Whoa.
And that was back, I had a band called Braintree at the time, and I was a teenager, and we recorded at Frisbee Studio. It was the old Bacon Factory back then, and he had an 8-track recorder, tape reel to reel, and we recorded our first demos with him, 4 songs. So yeah, I've known Bob a long time. Do you want me to get in closer to the mic then?
Yeah, but Braintree as in a tree that can't... No, well, as in Braintree in Essex.
There's the place in Essex, which, you know, it's cool, but we didn't know that. We're as dumb teenagers from New Zealand, we just liked the name Braintree. It came out of our conversation we had one day and then realised it was a town. Oh, it's not that new, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's probably been a hamlet of Chavs for about...
Most likely,
800 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
So new telepathics, they've been around for a while, and they go through different incarnations, don't they?
Yes.
They can reinvent themselves.
Yes, yes. And new telepathics, this is the 21st year of new telepathics. Whoa. Now, which is crazy. It first started in March 1999. Anyone's interested in that, but anyway, it was cool. It started a long time ago. and
how many releases?
I think there's been a lot of artists and a lot of musicians. Well, I started a label in 2004 called Our Records to put out the first New Telepathics vinyl. You know, even though it started in 99, there was a couple of little zine things I put out at shows, and the first song was a track I recorded in Frankfurt in 99. It came out on Mikey Havoc's... put out a compilation album called Havoc's Magic Set. Came out on Sony Records at the time. It was quite a cool compilation. Chemical Brothers, New Telepathics, it was Mercury Rev, all these bands. It was quite a cool compilation, actually. Hats off to them.
Yeah, the show that was on before me, they played Mercury Rev song, and I thought I forgot about this.
How good this band, they? Yeah. So anyway, that was the beginning, but the first New Telepathics album came out in 2004, and that was recorded when I was living in Brixton in London. And recorded on a 4-track tape machine, but came out on vinyl. The 500 copies of that pressed. Yeah, so that's a bit of a rarity now.
Any of them make their way back to Aotearoa?
Yes, they certainly did. They certainly did. It was fun. You can find... I don't know if there's any around for sale anymore. I've sold out. I think I've got 1 or 2 copies left. Which
You keep copies of everything you've released?
Yes. I try to. Yeah. There's one. EP thing I did about 10 years ago that I don't have a copy of, and I only made, it's handmade 25 copies, and I don't know, that's one thing I have, don't have a copy of, but otherwise I do have an archive. We've kept everything here.
And you're your own archivist?
Yes, yeah. Had to, really.
I think you do.
It has to be someone you care about. You trust immensely.
I think
it's cool. It's only
what we listen to at the moment.
Friends and family, isn't it? That's what it's about.
Yeah,
it's documenting a culture of your little weird little Pacific Island and your friends and family and what's going on.
What we listen to at the moment?
This is from the last New Telepathics album. It was the last track on the record called Paper, Scissors, War. An atmospheric thing. It was actually funny. I found it when I was making the record a couple of years ago. This came up on a DAT tape, and we had a Hammond organ that scored for £50, and this is a weird improv thing that did that, recorded backwards, just flipped the 4-track tape over, and it sounded quite cool backwards. And anyway, I thought it'd be quite nice at the end of the record of the new Telepathics album, because it was, you just had 40 or 50 minutes of chaos and madness, and this was a little bit of a breather.
This is the
there you go. It's nice that we listen to it now, actually.
This is the...
There you go.
I don't want to rain on your parade, but...
Played at my funeral, man. It's good.
In some ways, it reminds me of the... The last track on the posthumous Queen release, "Made in Heaven," which is like a shit. Not this is much. This has kind of got a kind of indie vibe going on, but that's just.
Well, let's play some tracks then. Would you? Should we play something of that first new Telepathics?
Yeah.
Record? There's the track. Well, I have a couple of faves, but yeah, I'll play the shorter one.
What's it called?
Om Carbon.
Om Carbon. On.
Yeah.
Planet
FM.
Ready?
Here we go.
104.6.
3, 2, 1. I'm Carbon. Our Records, 2004. Going back.
That was Om Carbon from New Telepathics. I'm Simon William Todd, part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. I'm here with Darren Harkness, and he's playing us tracks of his career. Just want to talk about the New Telepathic live shows, because I do, I think, how you get the sound you get, which is kind of like an immensely satisfying to listen to. It makes you want to boogie-woogie. And you managed to fit a lot of people on a very small stage and still sound amazing. I think that the Golden Door, Golden Dawn,
Golden Dawn,
D-A-W-N. Yeah. It's kind of funny because my father-in-law came back, he came round one time and he said, "Oh, I found this secret new bar in Ponsonby. It's called the Golden Door. You have to knock on the Golden Door to get in."
Classic. There you go.
He's "Do you mean Golden Dawn? Oh, is that what it's called?" So it lost a bit of its mystique for him. But yeah, how you got that sound on there? So you have.
Well, there's 10 of us in the band. Back then, we actually put 12 on stage for that one. Extra boosted up the horns a bit more, that one.
And those horns are mean horns, eh?
It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
We do like those. We do like those.
Well, I want to play one of my favourite of your live songs called My First Shotgun, which is from the New Telepathics album, Rudiments and Theories of Silence. Is that right?
Rudiments and Theories of Silence. Yeah, that was a fun record to make.
2009.
2009.
10 years ago, can you
believe?
Yeah,
and we're still playing My First Shotgun live. I actually wrote that in 2004, and it's funny, it's one of those songs that we've always played live. It's always been one of those faves. It's an anti-war track. I mean, I got my first shotgun when I was 10 years old, because I grew up duck shooting, deer stalking, that kind of thing. And yeah, I became vegan. It's just funny. But I still have a firearms license. So,
right.
You know, it's a weird subject in today's climate to talk about Darren the vegan, who has a collection of firearms and a firearms license and goes shooting targets, mind you. I'd like targets, and I would still advocate for guns to go to the museums and to be used for sport. But, you know, not against live beings, please.
No.
So yeah, My First Shotgun, I don't know, it's one of those classics, really.
Yeah,
for
and
us.
It's about shotguns, like, and you go kind of ballistic on stage, which is,
thank
if you'll
you.
Pardon the pun.
Well, there we go, My First Shotgun.
There
yeah,
it comes.
This is great fun.
Get ready, folks.
It's live. This track was live, actually, in the studio. It was nice.
That was a song called My First Shotgun by New Telepathics. Is that on Bandcamp, Darren?
Yeah, it is, actually. There's, I don't think you can get everything from New Telepathics. You can get most of the main albums on the Bandcamp site.
And if people want to hear that live, you're playing at the PR Bowling Club.
January 25th. Yeah, and we still play that song live, so maybe we will that night, you never know.
Take your friends out there, have a swim. Do you know what time?
No, I don't actually, but it sounds like a bloody good evening. Yeah. Libretta Swade's putting that on. It's going to be fun.
Get sunburnt and then go...
Well, I won't be sunburnt. I'll sit under the tree and have a little jazz cigarette.
That's actually talking
to our
listeners.
Oh, well, they will definitely will.
Fingers crossed. They're actually plural, listeners.
Both of them. Yeah. Fantastic.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah, my mum too. Yeah. Actually, my mum probably won't know about this, but that's okay.
Well, she will after you put it out on all your social media outlets.
True. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. And what's next for the? So you're gonna you've got the live gig, you've got a 12-inch coming out, and then what we look to record more?
Well, I've got quite a lot of projects going on at the moment, and this one, well, New Telepathics is going to have a little break in March. We're playing at Wellington at the Cuba Duba Festival, doing the shows there last weekend of March. And then New Telepathics will sort of retire into intergalactic mode, and we'll do some recordings at Tone Exchange over a period of time, and an album will be made, and then a version of the band will get together and do shows again, like it's done for 20 years.
So fantastic.
It's just let little, it'll go into its funny little world again, and something else will happen.
Well, let's hear one more from the New Telepathics before we talk about one of those new projects of yours. What's this one called?
Can't Fault Me. It's from the last album, The End of War. Featuring, should we talk over this one, old Sandy Mill, wonderful Sandy Mill, who... Sandy and I have been playing together for 25 years now. It's amazing. Love you, Sandy. Some good out to you. My pleasures, they don't compete. They never gonna let me be. I'll take it and testify. And leave all the pain behind. Tell us when do we run from the soul of the rhythm? Are you gonna give in? Are you gonna give in? I'll be free from afar.
You may never know the story if they never teach. Never not leak, don't leak, don't reach for the snake unless you're ready to lay low. Stay low and only rise when the wise come to say so. Or you could give it up to the scales. Live it up with the tail. And come to say on the day that you paid for the pain.
soul of the rhythm. Are you gonna get in? Here you gonna get. That's what I wanna hear. Keep it all clean. No strain, no fear. Shit.
Great stuff there from the new Telepathics. So, Darren, tell us about this. Well, it's not a new project, because it's a return to Loud Ghost.
Talk about Loud Ghost? Let's talk about Loud Ghost. Yeah, right, well, yes, I don't know. People probably aren't familiar with what I do, but I have a few projects. There's new Telepathics, which you've heard from, and we also have a band, Loud Ghost, which is more of the guitar side of things, I guess. And there's been one Loud Ghost album that came out in 2015 on vinyl. And we're making a new Loud Ghost now at Tone Exchange. And so, yes, we're actually ready to go, so I could sneakily play you a few tunes.
Oh, that'd be great. Tone Exchange is your live space, rehearsal space, but also your...
Yeah, and we record there as well.
Studio as well.
Yeah, it's a non-profit studio that I run with Ben Holmes. We talked earlier about Sandy Mill from New Telepathics. Well, we were in a band together 25 years ago called Space It with Ben Holmes, who played another multi-instrumentalist, and Ben runs a studio with me. Actually, I've been there for 10 years up at that studio, running that on Queen Street, and we run it as a non-profit. So bands rehearse there: Nuggies, Water, Halley Picasso's, Loud Ghost, New Telepathics, Die Die Die, King Ketchup, and we also record there. So, yeah, the new Loud Ghost stuff is... been recorded there, so I could play a couple of tunes off that.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, this one's called Teaching Gorillas to Smoke. Which, there you go.
Yeah.
Shake My Bones by Loud Ghost on Planet FM. That is fucking brilliant, Darren.
Well, thank you. That's coming out next year on an EP, and yeah, it'll make itself onto some vinyl in the end, which would be nice too. But EP next year.
That is
March it'll be coming out.
We were both air drumming along there with our drum faces. Well,
that's
on.
Wonderful, Earl. Gosh, he's a beautiful drummer.
So Earl who?
So Earl Robinson.
Earl Robinson. Yep. Simon.
Sorry, you're putting me on the spot. Oh my God. No. Simon the Beast. Simon the Beast. Simon Nichols, man. Simon and I have been actually friends for about 25 years. He used to be, we were talking about Braintree earlier, back in those days, early 90s, we got signed to Wildside, Murray Kamek's record label. You know, she had like a hole. And uh-huh. The other band on that time was Rumblefish. Simon was playing bass in Rumblefish at the time. Newton City Bombers, so him and Earl, who are Loud Ghost, they've played together in Newton City Bombers before. So, yeah, it's a bit of family history there, really.
And it's it's a different. The last Loud Ghost album was quite kind of punky and kind of garage rock. This one's more produced. It's kind of quite proggy kind.
Wow, I take it as a compliment. Oh, I guess
you should do because you bloody
I've worked
well
hard
do.
On the production.
Yeah, sounds great.
It's good fun. Yeah,
and the vocals are up there and there. I was just saying to you during that song, it's nice to hear your Kiwi twang.
Cool. Yeah, I find that really important. You know, when I grew up. Hearing English and American singing, you know, there's a real tendency to do that in New Zealand as a kid. But, you know, you realise, hang on, I sing the way I talk, you know. So I hope it comes through.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. You can play us another track. Cool. These are all exclusives to
they're all
Radio 13.
Yeah, they are actually. We're lucky. Fun, bit of fun. But yeah, this one's called Plague.
It's Christmas.
This one,
Christmas.
She brings the plague. She brings the plague. She brings the plague. It's also going to be on the first Loud Ghost EP that comes out in the year. She brings the plague.
Change the past.
So close, but yet so far, so close from New Loud Ghost.
It was Loud Ghost, yes.
Well, thanks for playing those songs.
That's cool.
For us.
That'll be coming out in about March, I think, on an EP.
Cool. And this, we're now going into, is Darren Hartness, the DC.
Yes, well,
Big Man.
I have in the last few months been working on other tracks as well, a whole bunch of stuff that's... Yeah, I'm going to put out as well, actually. Yeah, another one. Is this will be just under Darren Harkness, I guess, or something. Or maybe I'll call it something else.
No, you shouldn't. You should, actually.
No, maybe. I don't know.
Just call it Darren Harkness.
Yeah, maybe. So I'll play another tune off this. This is an ambient intro to another one. But what we're going to do is we're going to go into, seeing we're shortened for time, I'll play a funny one called Ballad of a Bad Brother. I'll let the music do its talking, but... Ballad of a Bad Brother. This is for you, Simon. You're a bad brother, you're a bad influence. I do drinky things with you and drug things with you, Simon. Watch out, public. This is Simon's last radio show. Ballad of a Bad Brother by Darren Harkness. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Gary Newman Cowboy fades out. I'd like to thank Darren for coming in. I'd also like to thank my fellow Radio 13 DJs, Roger Boyle, David Boyley, 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 Boyle, Roger Bowie, David Boyle, Roger Bowie, Claire, I've forgotten her surname, they had the same problem as you, and also the lovely Bad Monkey, Ruben Raj. This is Simon William Todd playing out not only is this my last show of the year, it's also my last show of ever. It's been great to be with you on the radio, but I've got an album to write, so I'll be seeing you later.
Guitar.